Morning, sunshine.
What's so good about it?
Today is National Fudge Day.
Fresh fudge.
Fudge.
Fudge, what fudge?
Fudge Day today.
Ooh. Ah, fudge.
Ah, fudge. I love your fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
Yeah. Temper fudge.
Yes.
Ah, fudge.
Fudge.
In honor of National Fudge Day.
Fudge makers.
Fudge it up.
Right now.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm okay with fudging things up. Let's do this. Let's fudge it up today. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And we got 2 hours jam-packed with all kinds of different things for you to look into. Yes. What is your news doing for you? Do you ever notice that... You know, and I'm not picking on local people here, just saying. Do you feel as though the local news, or do you trust them to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information free of political bias? Do you trust that? I seriously want to know, because that's the poll question today at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. I want to get as many people answering this as possible. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? 99% of those participating in the poll said yes. Why is that? And you have to look at the fact that it's not just the CCP. It's not like the Communist Chinese Party is coming over here and buying up plots of everything. No. All businesses from China are tied to the CCP. You cannot do business in China if you are not connected to them. That's how a communist country works. So, if a Chinese company is buying up things here in this country, it is connected to the CCP. That's how that all works. So, getting back to reporters, you may have heard about the reporter that, she kind of blew the lid on her bosses. Yeah, she did. Before she went to a story that she was supposedly doing, she had a little message for her, let's say, viewers, because this was television. For her viewers, which was, she was being censored. Yeah, she was being censored. So she was going to go to Project Veritas. Now her bosses are coming out and saying, oh, this is just a disgruntled employee that, you know, we had some infighting stuff and this is no big deal. Well, why don't we hear it from her instead of a press release?
Fox came at my throat for standing up against censorship.
Why do you think they did that?
From the inside, yes, there's a narrative. If you don't sense what that narrative is and go with it, there will be grave consequences for you. And this story with Dr. Varone proves that.
That's a great question. And the answer is yes, we have used it. I mean, we know that it's a drug that has been politicized up to the wazoo. We use it with good success.
That was a story, by the way, that Susan and Lee sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question.
You need to cease and desist posting about hydroxychloroquine. In my opinion, you failed as a reporter to not know more if you were going to post about hydroxychloroquine, that you didn't look it up, and look at the latest post, the latest research about it. Read the articles.
There was
a major study in the New England Journal of Medicine.
That study makes him more newsworthy. I was aware of that study, which is why I posted him.
Referenced
it in my story about Dr. Emanuel.
See, from the highest levels, you were not supposed to know about hydroxychloroquine. That's why Trump mentioned it. It was a test to see what others would do. There were reporters out there that wanted to let you know. But they were intimidated. They were coerced. They were in on it. This is why you have to be your own, well, the term's out there, digital warrior. You know, newscasts are supposed to bring you a little bit of everything. But have you noticed how when you sit down, if you watch the news, especially if you watch the national news, it's pathetic. It's the same stories over and over and over every hour. Same stories. You know how much news is going on in the world? A lot. Let's just, as an example here, just as a quick example. This is one listing from one site that I go to. Putin condemns political persecution of January 6th protesters. Did you order the assassination of Ashley Babbitt? Question he's asking to Biden. Let's see. January 6th, Capitol protesters are being persecuted, imprisoned, and bankrupt by the Justice Department. China boasts miracle surge of 100 times more organ donors in 2015, since 2015, when it claimed to end forced harvest of prisoners' organs. Isn't that something you'd like to know about China? Springfield, Missouri teacher who betrayed sixth grader has straight jerk reportedly lost her job. I love that. Is a climate lockdown on its way? Wall Street, BlackRock buying up homes nationwide to turn middle class into renters. That's just one site. Now let's go over to Epic News. Americans are fleeing California and New York for Florida, New Florida and Texas, new study. Rising prices of investment, a close look at how retirement accounts can be impacted during periods of inflation. Florida court rules against county mask mandate. Portlanders struggle as anti-police riots continue, largely unnoticed by media. Lumber prices drop below $1,000 after skyrocketing to nosebleed highs in May. Below $1,000? That's still not good. Florida sheriff to migrants from blue states, don't vote the way you did before or you'll have here what you had there. All 29 Utah sheriffs promise to steadfastly protect Second Amendment amid gun control push. Local Fox News reporter says network is muzzling her on live. We just talked about there. There are so many stories out there that you are not getting. Choose what you get from your news. Here's a good one for you. Biden's oil and gas leak ban has been blocked by a federal judge. Search out and find the news. I find it funny how local newscasts are looking so much into national stories or playing national stories. There are so many local stories you never hear about. You never hear about because, well, takes up more time if you just do national. Demand better of your local news. Hence today's poll question. I want to know if you even trust them to do that. And I'm throwing us in the mix too. I'm talking radio. I'm talking TV. I'm talking print. Are you seeing and hearing the stories that you want to know about? Even the national news. Again, just go watch 30 minutes. And then count how many times one specific story comes up. Over and over and over. Because it's easier to do that way. There are so many things that I haven't been able to get to. Because there's always something else more important that's popping up. On the verge of having a bus driver strike, school bus driver strike. Because they didn't get paid for the last 3 days they worked. That's unbelievable. That's incredible. Could you imagine being told that, oh, okay, well, schools, you know, we're not really doing anything. So you do your supplemental education. Go learn something. Take the time. They did. Okay, wait a minute. At the end of the year now, no, those were snow days. You know, you got paid for all that. So now we're not going to pay you for the last 3 days you work. Could you imagine doing that? It's like, no, you told me I was instructed to do this. I did this. And now you're changing your mind at the end. Why? You want to save money? You want to, you know, you don't have it in the budget? Even though your superintendent, no, I should say superintendents, because unlike other school districts of our size, she has a whole lot of deputy superintendents. But not just Kristen McNeil. They all have had. The number one complaint coming from people who, oh, you listen to the officials all the time. Oh, we're transparent. You can see the budget online. You can see everything that we spend it on. Yeah, you're transparent. And it's very transparent that you are administrative top heavy. And you don't listen to the parents or the community. Remember, this is the Washoe County School District. Whether it be the bus drivers, the teachers, it is the Washoe County School District. You listen to county parents, not to a national, liberal, leftist, progressive, communist agenda. You listen to the parents because they're the ones who pay your salary. It's the Monica Jay Show.
There's a lot of medical confusion these days. Doctors and scientists saying so many things. You should know there's a place you can go to get all the medical advice you will ever need. Politician Hospital. Forget science. Politician Hospital is run with good old-fashioned strong opinions. Politician Hospital, which, by the way, is the number one mentioned hospital by people in ambulances.
Please, just don't take me to Politician Hospital.
No doctors or nurses necessary. Treatment based on things we've read on the internet or heard from a cousin who might also be a brother. Make sure you bring your insurance card.
No, I don't have insurance.
Politicians don't need them.
Wait, what?
Their insurance is paid for by the government. Politician Hospital.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woohoo to you too. Let's give a little woohoo to Andy, who's waiting on the talk and text line at 884-9910, wants to make a comment. Hey, Andy, thanks for calling today.
I'm using my pseudo name and my pseudo voice. So you kind of got it wrong about the school district. I mean, you got it right about them, you know, threatening to take back their payment. That's not right. And I just wanted you to know the Nevada Medicaid providers who provide all the therapy services and whatnot, they were going to possibly have to do a retro payback of about 6% of their pay. Also not fair, but with the Biden fund, slush fund, that's all taken care of. Listen, the main reason I'm calling is, you know, the school district of Washoe County is like one of the largest in the country. And the problem is the way it's organized. And so, you know, they're top heavy. It looks like they're top heavy, but the reality is it's just not properly sized, if you will. And what really needs to happen is they need to redo it and make it more efficient, not necessarily just call it top heavy. Does that make sense?
So do you know, we've talked about this before. So do you think that there should be a Sparks school district and a Reno school district and then a Washoe County school district for the outlying areas?
Well, I'm not such an expert on such a thing like that, but you could dice it up into many different sizes of pizza, but you know, a proper way to go about it would be to do that analysis and what makes most sense to serve all the respective communities and then break it up, because it's just not efficient the way it is.
Yeah.
And I got to go, but I'll email you with my other name, Pat Nat on GMX, and hopefully we can get a conversation going, okay?
Pat, sounds great. I'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Again, talk and text 884-9910. Keep that text number in your head, because we're going to have a contest today. With the text, it's really easy. All you have to do is text us the correct answer within 90 seconds. I know, it seems like a short amount of time, but it's really not. And today you've got a chance to win a $25 tab to Bank Saloon and a $25 tab to Mangia Tutta. So, good stuff. Good stuff. But you have to be listening literally to win. Hey, speaking of winning... We're all winners when we know what's happening in our communities.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Answer today's poll question. It's a simple one. Do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information, free of political bias? We've heard from this. She's not local. She's someplace else. Talking about how she was being censored and not being able to bring you accurate information, not even information when she asks a doctor a question, because her bosses wanted her to follow a narrative about hydroxychloroquine. Oh, look at the new study. Look at the new study. No, look at all the old studies where Fauci said it was the wonder drug. The wonder drugs are out there, and they've been around for ages. Except those cost next to nothing. That's why they don't want you to have them. So many things going on. Let's get... Hey, Monica, my wife works in the food nutrition department for the Washoe County School District. They also had to work the last 3 days without pay. It's just incredible. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines, and we'll check in with Melanie this morning. Dan, can you hit that for me? For some reason, I can't get to Melanie. Melanie, thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I heard you had some issues from yesterday.
But I was calling because on July 14th, we are doing a workshop at 5 o'clock at Spiritfield Church for Alternative to Washoe County School District. So we want to inform people about homeschooling, private schools. We have some great speakers that are going to be there, and it is free. And we are super excited about it.
So am I. That's why I was talking about it yesterday, getting people the information, getting it on their calendars.
Awesome.
I want to know what happened yesterday. Are you not going to tell me?
So obviously I go to county commissioner and school board every Tuesday. There wasn't very many people at county commissioner, so I had like 3 hours to kill. And as most people know me, I do carry a firearm. I had 3 hours, so obviously Antifa knew that I was going to be at school board. I'm all over their website, so obviously I'm going to carry to protect myself.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got out of one vehicle. My friend we went to lunch together, and I got out of her vehicle, and then I put my firearm in my vehicle. Well, I still had my holster on. Someone told the police officers that I walked into the school district building with my firearm, which was a complete lie. We just had gotten there. So they watched the video seeing me with my firearm getting out of one vehicle and putting it away in my vehicle. And then they said I either had to remove my vehicle from the parking lot or I would be arrested.
Oh, jeez.
And then also I was also followed after the school board meeting. I was followed by the police department and they even followed me onto the Highway 80 until I got onto 395.
Yeah. Again, this goes back to the, trying to clean my language up here. The laws put in place by the Sisolak regime, tyrannical regime, again, making law-abiding citizens criminals. And it's just
right.
This...
And
go ahead.
Yes, and I even got information this morning from a 47-year experience in criminal law that said that the administration building is not school grounds, so I did nothing wrong.
But, see, it's all about the information. They are fed that you are a danger and that this is the law, and they don't look into it. I mean,
right.
there's law enforcement out there that don't know the actual laws. They're waiting
right.
to be told.
Right. They're not following the Constitution either.
No, they're not. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but you know what? I'm glad it did because it opens the eyes of people to see what is going on here. So, Melanie,
right.
thank you for all you do. Again, if you want to find out more, nvgrassroots.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, let's check in with Aaron this morning. Wants to talk about hydroxychloroquine. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for being on the program today.
Hi, Monica. The reason they bashed hydroxychloroquine, it's been around for 70 years, very little side effects, is because then they couldn't get their emergency use for the shot.
Yep.
That will kill you.
Yep.
And within 6 years. Because they did a study in 2012 from the University of Texas at their bio, and they used it on animals, and they determined when the animal got the shot to when it died
is between up to 6 years for a human.
Right, but I think Dr. Mikovits was talking about how it's we're going to see a lot of this starting in 2 years.
Actually, it already is.
There's, yeah. It's
already occurring with the heart attacks, brain embolisms. They did an autopsy in person. They found all the prions throughout all their systems.
Yeah, the stem protein was everywhere, and there were huge amounts of it in the actual heart. And look at how many kids now have been damaged for life that now have heart disease.
Yeah, and I went to the University of Nevada, Reno, and passed out Nuremberg Code papers around the campus yesterday. And people should know that if the school district says your child has to have the shot and is damaged by the shot, they can sue the school district. And the school district is 100% accountable for all medical expenses after that point.
Well, and your employers too, because I'm getting email after text after email that there are more and more employees or employers that are coming forward saying you have to have the shot. And employees, parents, students, you have to know your rights. Aaron, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for getting your information. Thank you for getting out there and not just listening to the agenda of the mainstream media. I really appreciate that. When you look at what's going on, I found this very curious because my producer told me, go on Carson now and check out this story about this family. And I said, okay. So I went on. And I'm looking, and buried, you know, down the page when you're looking on the computer, why this wasn't further up, it just, you know, was kind of confusing to me, their layout. But again, everybody's agenda about the Hoshino family story. And this originally comes from Kolowait News Now. And it's about the scam. You need to go in and see their story at Kolo, because this is, and Ed Pierce did an excellent job putting this together, because it just goes to show, again, I've cautioned before and I will caution again and again and again, do not give your personal information to anybody for any reason, that emails you, that calls you, IRS, Nevada, NV Energy. NV Energy is putting out a scam alert right now. These are scams. They've gotten better than the Nigerian prince. They figured out technologically how to do this. No matter what they say, do not give them your personal information. Technology is, I can go online, I can download pictures, I can download logos, I can download anything I want to make something look legitimate. I even get people asking me, it's like, where did you get that? Got it online. Technology is a gift, but it's also a curse. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Wants to talk about the media. Hi, Gene. Thanks for being on the program.
Hi, you know, I was resonating. It was really resonating this morning. Your discussion about the media, you know, and I don't know if anyone watches a show called Face the State on KTVN. The host is Brianna Dennison, but she interviewed Congressman Amaday last week before he went back to Washington. And I have never seen a more politically biased show, a more politically biased host, and a more politically biased network than the KTVN crew that broadcast 2 News Now. But I was really taken aback when she made a point of asking Mr. Amaday or informing Mr. Amaday with antagonistic glee and jubilation that you're the only Republican left in Congress from Nevada. And, you know, I was really taken aback by that. And I did send them a letter in the mail here this morning lambasting their entire show and as to how unwatchable it is. But I do watch all these news broadcasts nationally, not to get information from them, but to keep score on what they're not telling me. And there is a broadcast now that airs between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. on Fox 11. It's called The National Desk. And I would encourage listeners to jettison the other three networks and go to Fox 11 between 6 and 7 and get the real news of what's happening out there, because it's, as you said, you know, we're just getting fed. We're getting fed redundant news that is meant to keep the real news off the air.
Yeah, exactly. Gene, thank you for that. And I appreciate all the information that people give of alternative sites. I want you listening 24/7 to us, obviously. But you have to know what is really going on. I talk about food shortages and I talk about property being bought up. Well, let's actually hear from somebody who has to deal with it personally.
They're trying to keep me quiet. I need you guys to blow this up and stop scrolling. Repeat after me. Control the food supply, control the people. This is what's happening. This is the truth. As a fourth generation farmer, I'm hearing cries across the United States. The Biden administration introduced the 30-30 bill, saying that it is a climate change bill, a conservation bill. But if you look deeper and if you really research what they're trying to do in Nebraska, it is disgusting. Why the hell does the government want 1.16 million acres in Nebraska? Because 97% of Nebraska is privately owned, so they're taking from farmers and ranchers and hardworking Americans. And by 2030, they want to take 680 million acres across the United States, kill family farms, control the food supply, control the people. Are you guys ready to stand up? Fight for agriculture. Look for those links, guys.
Fight for agriculture. Fight for ranchers. This is what this is part of the agenda. We're going to see a climate shutdown here at some point, and I hope you're ready for it. All the little things add up. The cyber attack on the meat processing, the cans not being available for canned food, the food shortages, Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. Had to do even more research on it's called the Doomsday Crop Diversity Vault. And like, why would Bill Gates want to buy that? Well, it wasn't just Bill Gates. The Rockefellers are involved as well. And Syngenta. It's to make sure that GMOs, genetically modified food, they've got the seeds. They've got the future.
Today's show is brought to you by words that sound dirty but aren't. So today's show is brought to you by asphalt.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text 884-9910. Let's check in with Jim Groth. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say it's kind of refreshing and really good to hear you full of energy and high-spirited and, you know, back to some oomph. You know what I mean?
I got my oomph back.
So that's
That's really cool.
Thank you. It just shows COVID doesn't kill.
There you go. Absolutely not. Hey, you know, I'm along with some of our my Patriot friends and stuff, I'm writing a fictional script, a fictional novel, completely fictional, about revolution in our country, and that a group of Patriot citizens will take to the streets and form across the 50 United States and in my fictional script, retake America back from its condition that it had fallen into in my fictional story of fascism and stolen elections and control mechanisms by the government, such as, you know, disease and viruses and that type of thing. And so I'm writing that script, and in the script it'll take and create a new entity called the Liberal States of America, from about Chicago to Akron to New York City, and that right-hand northeast part of the United States will be where the liberal fascist or Marxist people will be given a choice and then forced to go there, while other patriots start a new country based on the American Constitution and Revolution, where children and grandchildren have a chance to live and grow in a new country. And so that's my fictional movie script. You with me?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
Okay. Good. So that's my fictional movie script. In real life, you know, for example, Lars Larson and I email each other about once a year, and I say, "Are we ready yet?" And he knows the question I'm asking: Is America ready to revolt and take our country back and restart a country? Not really take it back, to restart the country based upon the values and Judeo-Christian principles, and really take the country back as it was intended 250 years ago, over the last 2/3 of our country previous to the last 1/3. And he says, nope, not yet. So I just think a good question for those out there, without having to say, well, we're ready to go to guns or be violent or anything like that, just ask, hey, what are your top three things in your country that you would consider it's time to revolt or have civil war and retake our country back? Not that you're going to do that, but what are the impetus or the three or four things that you'd do? And have a poll question, have a week's worth of poll questions on that issue, and say, what are the driving factors that, if you say no, not yet, then what are the things that would push you to say we need to gather together with good, like-minded people and take a country back and restart a country?
You
I
know,
think it'd be a good poll question.
You know, Jim, there's one major site for me, and that is if I see United Nations blue hats on the streets of America, because they have their own kind of military force. If I see them on the streets of America, for me, that's the go sign.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not, so, you know, that's what I say, for a lot of people, it's not enough that we're the primary funding source for that entity or NATO or anything else, the World Health Organization, all those things. You know, and yeah, maybe that's the impetus. For me, you know, it could be stolen elections by proof and those kinds of things that would cause me to say, okay, it's time. We've tried. We've had a good 250-year run. Now it's time. So yours is when the United Nations is on the streets. So good answer. I'd like to hear people's answers as to when this happens, then we're ready to say it's time to divide, you know,
you know, we
and
might,
divide our country.
That's a tough poll question to do. I think we might just have to have a show on that. So that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you so much for calling in today. And again, remember that text line, 884-9910. Let's get a check of the look at what is coming up in our local news. Hey, Phil. Okay, actually, let's get a look at what's going on in the world of business. Business with Fox News Update, because, boy, you know, it must be good to own the majority of farmland here in this country, Mr. Bill Gates. I guess the tech world was good for him. Is it good for you? I know I still have my Apple stock. Can't help it. It makes money.